Back, hour number two of the WPTF Weekend Gardener, 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. And we're joined by Phil Campbell, owner of Campbell Road Nursery, Brother Rufus Edmonston, everybody knows Rufus, and Nelson Cox, former owner of the Garden Hut, longtime owner of the Garden Hut, and now the freewheeling lady about time town horticulturist who's up for the highest bidder, I suppose. But you still work a little bit for Logan's. You do things for them. I'm sure they'd like for you to do more than you do. But is Mama, and there's Beach Time, and that's a farm,
right.
And a lot of other things.
That's right.
Travel,
Guardian Angels, thrift shop. Bukeway.
You said you got your passport renewed. Where you want to go?
Well, I have a college friend who I probably haven't seen in 35 or so years, but coming in from Japan in October, so I'm going to get to see her, so I'm going to find out when I can go there. I've not been to Japan, so I would like to do that. I actually have not been to Italy.
You got to go to Italy.
I know. So
food.
There's a lot of gardening places that I have had great fortune to go, but there's a lot of places I haven't been. So
the first meal, first dinner we had, well, it's actually from in Nashville. What? What was that?
No,
what did your phone say?
The first
meal, supper. See, it lunch is dinner where I'm from, supper, the evening meal. So the first supper we had in Italy, in Florence, they start you out with a steak. I mean, you get a steak, and then you have the lasagna and all that. I mean, you could eat all night.
Whoa. Whoa.
And then, oh, man. That's it's just, and we had pizza. I mean, over there that was good, and
pizza.
Yeah, I mean, we took a train from Innsbruck, Austria, to Florence, and you talk about a change in elevations and terrain.
Wow,
you know, going through the Alps and then going through different terrains until you get to Florence, which is kind of in the middle of that boot. Then but the food, I mean, it's all about food and wine if you like it in Italy. So yeah, go to Italy. Good gracious.
Yeah, that sounds
well. Nelson, when you go to Japan, I was over there one time about 30 years ago.
There's no place you haven't been.
It was
Rufus.
An economic development trip, and I remember went for breakfast.
Rinda.
and they had Linda was on the trip with us, and they referred to me as Rinda and Lufus. They somehow got mixed up, but I went to have a breakfast, and it was $25 for an egg and a bacon.
Holy moly.
Wonder what it would cost now. So when you go, Nelson.
Pack a box of nabs.
Pack a box of nabs.
Yeah, that's always take a box of nabs.
Nabs would be pretty expensive, too.
And one time I went to Israel for the second time, and I did literally pack a whole bunch of nabs and beef jerky. Because when you got out there in one of those
kibbutz,
There was no such thing. At that time, there was no refrigeration.
You ate leafy greens out
and
there.
And that first time I went, I wanted some doggone nabs so badly, I could have killed for them.
Well, I've never been addicted to nabs.
Well, you go if you went to Israel 40 years ago, you would have been addicted to a ragweed.
Well, we ate a lot of hummus when I was over there. Yeah. Well, a lot of hummus.
And you that's why hummus. He was looking for nabs.
You can make hummus. You can make hummus taste like a nab.
All they had was kale.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, plenty
of
vegetables.
Now, wouldn't that be to mix up kale and hummus, two of the most worthless things I can think of?
Kale and hummus. Well.
And for Nelsa, add some mayonnaise on there.
I know Tony Avent used to, when he's gone on his trips, he always takes nabs. He's not eating fried crickets.
Yeah, he was talking about serving deep fried wasp larvae at a Chinese restaurant. So I don't know. Might be able to warm up to that. I've had crickets. Old Wheelis and I over at the other station had. Yeah. No, they weren't chocolate. They were crunchy.
Hmm.
This was the Bug Fest thing. Yeah. They brought up some. These were farm-raised crickets, though. They've been dusted off.
Good protein.
Yeah, it kind of laid on me the rest of the day. All right, we've grossed everybody out now, and let's get back to
something like chitlins.
I've run in the ditch two or three times today with that bus.
Well, let's do this.
I am the bus driver.
Let's have some fun. Let's see if our friend Don Vaughn, the senator from Greensboro, is listening.
Well, he called last week.
Let's see if he'll call us, yeah. Let's see if you're on the ball, Don. And then I'm sending regards from our friends, Mike. They just think you're the greatest.
Me?
Kelly McCullough from UNC.
Oh, yeah,
UNC
Kelly.
TV,
what a fine person he is.
And his assistant, Andrea Corona. I was there yesterday doing a little show called State Lines. Did you watch it last night, Phil? But they think they love the Weekend Gardener. Listen to it occasionally.
I do know that.
But they think that Mike Raley is the greatest radio personality that's ever been.
Wow, how about that?
And I went 10-4 to that.
10-4 to that. How about that? Thank you very much. I met Kelly. I don't remember how we became associated. He may have contacted me, I think, because they were digitalizing all of Mr. Friday's North Carolina people. And he ran across the one with Ann and me from 06,
oh, yes.
March of 06.
Yes.
And he said, I would like to send you a digital copy of this and also put it on YouTube. And he did. And he did that because he listens to the show, he and his wife. And,
I know you were very proud
very
of
gratifying.
That appearance with
very,
Bill
very,
very,
very proud of being able to call Mr. Friday sort of a friend.
Well, our friend David, who now runs the UNC TV, David Crabtree, told me that he is going to revive the Bill Friday show.
Oh, great.
Oh, good.
Somewhat of a different format. He will travel around different places.
Yeah.
And I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that'll be great.
Oh, yeah, he could pull that off.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be great.
David Crabtree's been a wonderful friend and broadcaster. And
Is he
in the Broadcast Hall of Fame?
Yes, he is. Last year. But, you know, talking about a very daunting of me taking John Harris's place, if that's possible, but becoming the host of a show that followed the Tar Heel Gardener, that became the Weekend Gardener, he had to take Charlie Gaddy's place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Goodness. Oh, yeah.
That's something. He pulled it off. He pulled it off.
Certainly did.
Yeah. Two great broadcasters.
Oh, Tennessee boy.
Yeah. Well, we claim him.
Yeah.
Let's go. Hey, now Rufus and I have been to Hurdle Mills before. We've been there twice. We've eaten at the
Absolutely.
Flat River Cafe. I bet Carol is eating there. Carol, how's everything?
Yes. In fact, I was just at the post office right across the street from the cafe.
Yeah?
Oh.
The parking lot was full.
Rufus had a cheeseburger.
It's always
I had
a good
barbecue.
Sign.
I don't remember. That was one time we went there with the deer, Dave Bradshaw and his wife up there, mm-hmm. and after a remote in Timberlake at the T.G. Brooks store. And I'll tell you, yeah. The first time we did that that day, we got lost because I didn't use the GPS. We got lost.
We had too
going
many
back
directions.
To Raleigh. We got directions, three different sets of directions from three different people, and we ended up in Orange County.
Oh no!
And but we were apparently right at the end of Guest Road. That's where Guest Road ends,
right?
In person or Orange County, and so we took. Let's take Guest Road.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah. Oh, Rayleigh's. Where is that?
Quick Eats Rayleigh's.
Where is that?
That's in Bishopville, South Carolina.
Okay, well, that's where my father is from, that area, okay. Jefferson McBee. How about right. that? I wonder which Rayleigh that is. That may be a relative. I'm sorry, Carol. What was your question today?
I don't have a question. I'm just calling to tell you that today is Gourd Day at the State Fair.
Oh, okay. You're with the Gourd Society.
And, yes, I'm with the Gourd Society, and I'm actually headed out there now. There's already some people at the farmer's market. We have a booth set up to tell everybody all about gourds, what they can do with them, how they can grow them, all sorts of stuff. And Rufus loves to come out to the booth.
Well, Carol, as you recall, I was there.
The festival last year.
I was there 2 years ago, or last year, I think. And I won a gourd prize, and it was a long shaft with all kinds of gourds stacked on it, and I took it to the office, and everybody said, I love that gourd, So I'd say, well, okay, take that one. And it's amazing what can be done with gourds, and I love the show. I hope everybody will go because it's like an art show.
Yes. So anyway, we're out there, so if anybody's headed to the farmer's market, come see us. And we can tell them all about gourds. And I'll be calling you back in a few weeks to tell you about our festival, which this year is in September. We had to go before the state fair because they're going to do work on the Holzhauser building.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are usually at the Holzhauser building.
What building are you in today, Carol?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet. I don't know.
They're probably one of the two farmers' buildings, open-air buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Carol, call us back next hour, too, if you got time, and just let people know.
Okay, I will.
I thought you were going to call us and let us know the menu for the Flat River Cafe today.
Oh, sorry. Everything on the menu.
Today's specials. Yeah.
When are you going to come back out and do the remote in person cafe?
I don't know. I did. Rufus was out of town, but I did in June. I came up and did a show for that Roxburgh station, Dave Bradshaw station at T.G. Brooks. But I hope that they will invite us back sometime
to
do
to
that.
To him and see about getting you guys back out this way.
Okay. Well, thank you, Carol. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye. Yeah, we had a good time up there. Lou is in Raleigh. Lou, good morning, WPTF.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Morning.
How can we help you today?
Well, I've had a question in the back of my mind, and I'm just trying to find a time that I could be convenient to ask you about it. And today, you're talking about food in Italy and Israel.
Yummy.
Oh, we're going all over the place today, folks. Oh, yeah. Forgive us.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I was enjoying that. And wish I could have been on some of those trips with you. But my question is more local-oriented.
Please.
I am from upstate New York and never thought in my wildest dreams I'd end up in North Carolina, but here I am.
Glad to have you.
And enjoying it. Two of my three adult children ended up in Raleigh, 20 minutes apart from each other, totally independently.
Wow.
And my son, after spending a couple of years together on annual vacations, decided, well, the cousins hardly have to get reacquainted every year. They should be together. And he moved down. So a year later, my wife retired, and here we are.
Cool.
Wonderful. Well,
welcome to North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
And now that Syracuse is a proud member of the ACC, I mean, I just feel like it's just all coming.
Yeah. Well, that's
so
wonderful.
The question is about something I've heard about from some of the locals and some of the folks that are, you know, native born. Chicken pastry.
Oh my god.
Well,
you have come to the right place.
In my house, we called it chicken stew, but it was my mother would, and my wife makes it just like she has perfected it. She makes it just like my mother did, and you need flour. I can't remember whether she uses all purpose or self-rising.
But now, isn't chicken pastry the noodle a little thinner than chicken and dumplings?
Yeah. Dumplings are quite different. Yeah, that's kind of like a ball. But this is, you roll it out and make these thin strips. But in the meantime, you've got this chicken boiling on the stove for a long period of time, you know, until it falls apart. And then you start adding the strips of pastry. And, you know, you have to make sure you don't roll it too much, just like you don't with biscuits. And you put that in there, and you don't stir. You kind of move the pan along, kind of shake the pan a little bit as you're going. And I don't know how long it takes. I've never cooked it. I like to cook, but I've never cooked this. And it's just one. Well, and you make some cornbread with white cornmeal in a little baking grease or something. Mm-hmm. You cook that up in a cast iron pan, and that's what you had. Well, you had a vegetable.
And
you
I fixed
to.
Coleslaw or either garden peas.
Before anybody goes in, Lou, I want you to hear from the best chicken pastry I ever had was made by Phil Campbell. And Phil, you need because when you had
Phil,
that big gathering.
How is yours different from
my
mother's?
She is fantastic.
I can simplify it. I don't like to do that, but I can. Annie's dumplings.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my mother once in a while did that as she got
which
older.
Which is a North Carolina product.
Right.
Is available in the freezer section of most grocery stores, local grocery stores. And Annie's dumplings, all you have to do, if you're in a really big hurry, I don't normally do this, but because I usually boil my chicken. But if you're in a really big hurry, you can go to one of the local grocery stores, get one of the baked chickens.
Like a roast chicken?
Like a roaster.
Oh, you are cutting corners.
Well, if you're in a hurry. This is only if you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Take it apart and get chicken broth, and then get the chicken broth hot. Put that chicken in there. And then when it comes to a boil, start putting in your Annie's dumplings.
Uh-huh.
And you can do it in 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes.
Well, this takes hours.
But it takes a long time to do.
My mother's and what Melissa does.
Right.
But we only do it when it's cold.
Right. Well,
cold weather.
Got to have cold weather.
I've been eating chicken pastry every week. And there's a local restaurant that's got it better than I can cook it, almost.
Is that Crafty? Or who is it?
Tell us.
It's Old Time Barbecue.
Oh, really?
No kidding. Every day. All right. Well,
go over there,
Lou,
and get hush puppies and chicken stew.
Try it
chicken
there
pastry.
And see how you like it. Try it there. I've never tried it.
Old Time Barbecue. Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
Lou?
Down Hillsboro towards Cary.
No, I don't.
It's on, is it considered Hillsboro Street?
I think it's like Western Boulevard Extension.
Yeah.
Right.
Or whatever. It's Western. If you go between... I can't tell you.
Not too far.
Where do you live, kind of?
I live in North Raleigh.
North Raleigh. Okay, then you probably what you would want
Get. Can you cross over Hillsboro Street? Now, I haven't been all the way down.
You can.
Cross, okay, just take Hillsboro Street toward Cary. So go west on Hillsboro Street.
Right.
And then there's a fork that you get to, and one way goes to 54, and the other way to the left goes more into downtown Cary. Take the left.
Yeah.
And that will take you
down.
Go about 2 miles out.
And then you'll come to an intersection with a stoplight, and you'll turn right, and you just keep down. You'll see WPTF's towers. That way too, but Old Time Barbecue. But just use your GPS. Most
cars
have GPS.
Old Time Barbecue's right on that road.
Yeah, just look up. You know, this is the 21st century.
Well, if my mom's listening, she's going to want me to bring some.
Well, you can go get a quart right now.
I got to eat it fresh and hot.
Are you talking about Western Boulevard out beyond Pam's?
They make it all the time.
Yeah.
They make it every and sometimes
PTF's
twice.
PTF's Towers. Wow.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you.
You must like
but
it.
I'll tell
we got
you, Lou,
some new
that
place
is,
to try.
That is something, man. You brought up. I'm real hungry now.
Me too. Me too. It's good food. But when I fix mine, I always either fix homemade coleslaw or either garden peas.
I don't want any garden peas.
I like garden peas.
I don't want garden peas for any reason. I had enough canned garden peas at Nashville Elementary.
No, this is not the this isn't the school garden piece.
Oh, I know,
this is a good.
It's hard to differentiate in my mind when I sit down in front of them.
Not
that's
the
my
green,
problem.
It's not the green pea, is it?
Yeah,
no, it's Lazur.
Lazur.
I don't care if it's French or Czechoslovakia. Whatever.
Lou, did you say Upper New York?
Syracuse.
Upstate New York.
Yeah, it's beautiful up there.
Well, when I was.
We got about 15 seconds.
When I was Secretary of State, I served with a nice lady who was Secretary of State there named Gail Schaefer, and she was from upstate New York and grew up on a Hereford farm.
Wow.
There you go. We got a lot of farms.
Yeah, there are a lot of farms. Beautiful Lake Placid up there. And
big dairy country.
Big dairy country and so forth. It's nice. So, what was the town that you lived in?
Well, I lived in a beautiful downtown Bernard Bay on the north shore of Oneida Lake, and then I also lived in Syracuse.
Oh, wow. How about that? Best journalism, one of the best broadcast, maybe best broadcasting school in the world is at Syracuse. So, yeah. All right, Lou, thanks, and you get on that, jump on that chicken stew, man.
Yeah.
Call us again.
That's some good stuff.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
You too.
All right. We'll make every endeavor to get into gardening coming up here in WPTF. We're back. We're back. Is Billy with us? All right. We got Brother Billy out at the state farmer's market. And Billy, is it still overcast? I don't have a window in this studio.
Yeah, we still got a little overcast, a little bit of breeze going on.
Breeze is nice. You know, it's supposed to be a little cooler next week. I'd be happier if it was in the 70s for highs. But we may, some areas, I know Roxboro will be a couple of nights maybe in the 50s because they're up on that plateau there, 300 feet taller.
Pansies will be loving that.
Pansies will like that, but it'll be nice out at the farmer's market. The farmers have had to endure a lot of things this summer, drought and then the deluge from Debbie and other rain events. Plus, it's been downright hot as usual during the summer. So, but once again, your cup runneth over out at the farmer's market with vegetables. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the farmers this morning about his struggles that he was having. You know, they lost a few crops, but you know they plant. Multiple crops at different times before it comes off at different times, and they had lost a few crops, and he was telling me when some of his stuff would be coming in next, hopefully.
Yeah, how about that? Well, I bought some grapes, some Scuppernong grapes, and that's it's starting to feel like fall when I start biting into those.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's a great sign because I love fall and winter. You got any out there this morning? That's your cue, Billy.
Please do. I think Rufus is going to jump in there and tell one.
No. He's thinking about Scuppernongs.
Yeah.
His mouth was watering, so he couldn't talk.
You don't have a grapevine out at your place, do you, Rufus?
The forestation has taken over. No.
Okay. But once upon a time you did. But, yeah, we, you know, it's, I assume you have some out there this morning?
We do. I was looking at some of the purple Gemini. And I had to walk over and look because I thought they were small plums.
Oh, wow, they're big, huh?
That was this one. It says were huge. Yeah, I looked at them. I was like, wow. And I was talking to the lady working in the stand. I was like, I thought for sure those things were small plums. So I looked over there. I got over there. They were great.
Well, that's pretty remarkable. They must have been irrigating them or something because some of our grapes over at the nursery are a little bit smaller, I think, because of the drought.
Now, I know people that eat scuppernongs and they spit out the peeling, the outer part of it.
No.
That seems...
No, you can't do that.
No, that's where all the nutrients are.
Now, Billy, don't mistake those grapes for prunes.
No. No, we don't want to go in that direction.
I don't know much about farming, but I was raised with
You do know the difference. Yeah. So you got scuppernong grapes. What else do you have this morning? You still got some peaches, I bet.
We have peaches and cantaloupes and watermelon, blueberry.
Well, Billy, I'm going to interject here. I shouldn't name any particular person, but Sugarloaf peaches from Alexander County, there's just something about, if you're not going to get them from down in around Richmond County, Taylorsville, and those kind of peaches, to me, are just absolutely wonderful.
They have the donut peaches up there, don't they?
Yeah, and they've got donut peaches there.
Tastes like donuts, no.
Well, they taste good, but they're sort of. You ever seen one of those?
Oh yeah, kind of flat like.
Yeah, kind of flat. Yeah.
Makes you wonder.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah, but we're peach season. You know, the season with butter beans and peas and all that. It's just such a short season. It's a lot longer than it used to be.
Have you spilled any more butter beans?
I have reconciled with that pressure cooker. I know which top fits which. We have two pressure cookers. And Melissa was at the beach, and I had an accident with a pot of butter beans.
And one of you weren't killed.
Well, I know. Luckily, I was smart enough to back off, and she popped, and the top popped off and fell on the floor, but the butter beans stayed in there. So I had me a mess of butter beans.
Wow, that's good.
I ate all the butter. I was thankful for that. But there were a few errant butter beans here and there. And I spent a long time cleaning up. It was not a great week. I don't do well when Melissa's away. Things happen. Even though I clean the house and
like the movie Home Alone.
Yeah, things happen. So
you there bringing the forensic files?
But we have two, and I didn't match the right top with the right bottom, and it just didn't. It was not happy. So be careful with that, Billy. If you're cooking butter beans in a pressure cooker.
Make sure my wife is there. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the key. So you got butter beans and peas this morning?
We have butter beans and peas and okra. Of course, we have onions and potatoes and sweet potatoes. I did see some kale. I didn't see any
kale
this morning, but I admitted there was some kale down there.
Mix up kale and hummus. Now, wouldn't that be a sight?
still got a little
bit. It'd be good for you.
My wife likes hummus.
I like hummus.
I don't know what there is to it, but anyway, y'all have
it. I like hummus. You can make it taste it any way you want.
True.
Yeah. Nelson eats hummus.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, it's good for you. Isn't that part of that Mediterranean diet?
Yeah. Well, okay.
You got some corn out there, Mr. Billy?
We do have corn. I was driving around this morning, I had to stop and let one of the pickup trucks back under the building.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
Full of corn.
Tomatoes.
Maters.
Peppers.
Yum.
Yes, and I walked by that place where I had all them hot peppers down there, and the lady said, well, Billy, you want me to get you some peppers? I said, oh, I try to stay away from them things. They're pretty, though.
They are beautiful. I love them.
Yeah. They're peppers of all kinds, some hot, some sweet.
Well, I went by that pepper shop, and I was looking for Tabasco peppers. I did not see any. That's the one that my brother-in-law, the
that's really
Robert likes. He makes knockoff Tabasco sauce, but he likes Tabasco peppers.
I thought you were growing them.
And they barely make it by the time before it frosts. I don't know how to. I've tried everything Nelsonville in the world to get my Tabasco pepper plants.
My Tabasco peppers come off late too. I didn't plant any this year.
I don't know how you get it any quicker.
Huh?
I've tried everything in the world.
Well, Billy, do y'all have any Tabasco peppers out there this morning? You ring?
I don't know.
I looked. I didn't see any out of all that plethora of.
Well, I guess they're too mild.
No, they're the right kind. They're sort of medium. I saw a Carolina Reaper. I saw all that other stuff. Whew. Woo.
Right down.
Yeah, that'll set you back years.
That'd kill a rat.
They'd kill anything. Yeah, I don't understand how people like that, but it's a big industry. A lot of people like them.
What else going on, Billy?
Well, we got some. we got plenty of food, of course, and produce.
Ooh.
And crafts down in the Farmers 2 building, as well as saw abundance of figs.
Figs.
And peach trees and boxwoods. Now, if you come out during the week, one of our vendors where does the boxwoods and has the fruits down by the restaurants, they're not here during the week right now, but they are coming out on the weekend. So
you still have a lot of plants out there too, right?
We do. All kinds of indoor and outdoor plants, hanging baskets. I think Monica must have brought some up here to the office.
Yeah.
Put them outside the office. They're so pretty yesterday when I come in. Yeah, that's the thing. This place makes you hate it. I had to stay out a couple of days this week. I come in yesterday, and you come up, there's two big, pretty hanging basket things at the front of the office. You go, man, I hate when I ain't here.
Yeah.
I get missed.
I know. And they have quite a variety out there, I'm sure.
Billy, did you hear about the gourd show coming up?
Oh, I went down there and took pictures this morning.
Amazing. It's amazing what they can do with gourds.
Yeah, they got these little gourds that's about maybe 2.5-3 inches tall, look kind of like an egg, and they got them painted and varnished like Easter eggs hanging up. And they got some for little kids where they can spin them and then they got the larger gourds with all different types of paints and varnishes on them. And they said that when they do have their flower shows, you know, this is just a sample of what they have out there, but this is a beautiful sample. And the old part was, because I got the gourds growing at home, so I got asked all my questions. I didn't know nothing about how to know when they're ready and all that. And they jumped right in there and told me all about them.
Mm-hmm. Are you growing gourds for dippers, Billy?
I'm growing gourds because they fell off my porch behind my rose bush.
Well, that's a good enough reason.
Yeah. Well.
You can make birdhouses out of them. I love that.
I know. For martins. My father-in-law used to do that. He had these poles out there that were as big as telephone poles, metal poles. Yeah. But he had natural gourds for a while, but then he bought some that were made out of, you know, some type of plastic that would last for a long time that he put up there. But he had those martins flying all over the place out there, and, you know, they'll eat the mosquitoes. And, yeah. So go to the gourd to visit the gourd people out there today. Their festival is in September. And up at the market shops, 321 Coffee and the Market Grill and all kinds of stuff up there.
Man, just smelling building, 321 Coffee, that fragrance. The other end of the building is the cinnamon raisin bread and apple jacks.
This has been a morning of food talk, I'll tell you.
And then we got the local seafood in there with fresh and frozen seafood as well, and then you got May Farms and Rainbow Meadows with all their meats. And it's cool because, you know, they either raise them themselves or they're working with a farmer where he is raising them, and they're actively going out. So you hear all of the stories about what's going on the farms.
I know. And, of course, Market Grill has a Rufus dog and a lot of other things. You can get a great breakfast there if you'd like, a breakfast sandwich, for instance. And also at, I guess, the Farmers Market restaurant this morning, probably a line, as usual, and but they have plenty of space in there. They move you in pretty quickly, but that's good eating, Billy.
Oh, I tell you what, it is amazing what them people can throw together out there.
They got the biscuits down pat.
Yeah, they do.
They always have. You don't find a better biscuit around. And the seafood restaurant, all you can eat is what they should say, because they give you so much.
For sure.
I mean, it's really not all you can eat, but it's...
I love when I have contractors come out and work on the market.
Bless you.
Someone says, well, where's the seafood restaurant at? I've heard about it, and I'll tell them where it's at. They'll go eat, and then I'll see them again. I go, well, did you eat all that? I've never heard yes.
No, people with boxes coming out of the place. I mean, everybody comes out with a box. Yeah, so... And Super Side, of course. Yeah, go ahead.
Right there in front of the restaurant down towards the event center, we have the baby cow photography today.
Baby cow photography? You get your picture taken with a baby cow? Or with a calf?
Baby cow takes your picture. You get your picture taken with the baby cow.
Rufus?
Oh, wow. Okay.
When you're out there getting your hot dog, you need to do that.
Yeah.
You
can
put on your FFA jacket and go right out.
Future Farmers of America jacket, which is very special to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. With your calf. Just like State Fair, you're showing your calf.
Where have you got room for all that stuff out there today, Billy?
Man, we stuck them everywhere. There's a little split rail fence down there by the event center restaurant.
Yeah, that's where they put us. That's where we'll be next week. It's where the calves were. They'll have a little pen for us.
Y'all messed up that side field so bad we had to put these little calves.
That's right. That's good, Billy. So, we will be there next week. Now, you had to move Watermelon Day.
Yes, and it will be this coming Friday.
All right. Next Friday, Watermelon Day. And what goes along with that? The biggest watermelon or what?
Yes, we have the largest watermelon contest. And this ain't just no joke now. We have certified scales. And all that stuff was way above my level. These guys will grow these watermelons. It's just fun coming out here listening to them talk about their struggles. And you would think that they love these watermelons because they take so much time with them. And then they'll also have, I believe we're giving away watermelon slices and free recipes. And we will have the North Carolina Watermelon Queen out here.
All right.
I bet you I can kind of guess who's going to be one of the top three contenders of the largest watermelon up there from Nash County, Williams.
Mm. Green, oh, really?
Houses, H.C. Williams, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I right, Billy?
Probably so.
I want to know about the contenders for Miss Watermelon.
Well, there you go.
Ruth, I don't believe that you can qualify for that.
Okay, I'll be a judge for that.
Oh, okay, you can be a judge. I don't think you'll ever make Miss Watermelon Queen.
What? Wouldn't you rather be a judge for something like the peach dessert contest? Or?
Well, I'm not going to tell you about that time I was down in Benson for Little Miss Mule Day. And
you got beaten up?
Got whacked by a woman. Who said, my daughter should have won that, you fool.
But that doesn't happen.
She
Monica
me with
would
her,
make sure
her
that
purse.
Doesn't happen.
I said, no more judging from here on out except desserts and things like watermelon.
The peach. Yeah, okay. Well, you might have locked yourself in now.
Yeah.
All right,
now,
Billy.
Rufus, if you can throw a watermelon together real quick, now the top prize is $1,000.
Oh, my. Do blow-up balloons count?
No.
I don't know if they'll weigh enough.
Well, Billy, you take her easy now.
All right. Y'all come see you.
All right, we will.
All right.
Bye. Steve is in Garner. Hey, Steve.
You guys missed a really good meeting last Sunday.
What did y'all do?
We had Bill Hurt from Greensboro or from Burlington.
Right.
And a buddy from Charlotte, our finance officer. Anyway, he's an officer with the club, and they came up and presented the color in your garden presentation. It was good. But we had the biggest crowd we've had, and we had 6 new members join on Sunday.
So, wonderful.
Yeah, it was a good meeting.
Well, be sure and tell them about the Weekend Gardener in case they don't know.
We are. I try to promote you guys.
Well, I appreciate that.
Again, since you let me promote the...
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we will have another meeting in August, in September. So... I'll promote that as we get closer.
All right, buddy.
I want to try to get some gardening done today.
Yeah, I think you have a pretty good. Should have a pretty good day for that.
Yeah, the weeds are taking over, and I have been able to get out there and
all that rain. It just.
I'll be working on it.
Yeah.
All right. Be listening.
Take
to
care,
you guys.
Buddy. Appreciate it.
Take care. Yep.
Bye bye.
Let me talk.
Yes, sir. All right, 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. Do you want to take a break here? Okay, we don't want to take – all right, let's talk to Wallace. Do we want to talk to Wallace? Yeah, we got time. All right, Wallace is in Benson. Hey.
Hey, Frank and Jane. Hope you guys are doing okay. I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you.
And the reason I'm calling is, you know, there are a lot of new gadgets out that do various things for us now. It's a wonderful system. And I found out yesterday that you can now get the Weekend Gardener on Alexa or you know, listen to WPTF on Alexa.
You can indeed.
The way you do it is you just, you know, talk to Alexa and say, Alexa, play WPTF radio. And it will come up. And it's a wonderful thing. And I will now the Carolina football and anything I want to on one of the greatest stations in the world.
Amen, brother. And, you know, you can also, I don't know if you're into podcasts, but this show is basically considered a podcast. You can, if you have an Apple phone, you can... Apple Podcasts, WPTF, Weekend Gardener is on there. You can find that, or most any place you can get a podcast and get all 3 hours of it. So that's another way. And, you know, there's several ways of listening to WPTF. You can, I've mentioned this several times. I listened in Dubrovnik, which is the capital of Croatia, earlier this year.
And in the middle of the night, wasn't it?
No, it was during the daytime. It was later in the afternoon. You know, 5 hours later, it was later in the afternoon, and I listened live, and I called into the show.
It's really wonderful,
isn't it? Wonderful, then that we have all of this technology now.
Having me on, and I'm going to keep on listening. And, hey, I'll be able to listen to good old Carolina football in a few weeks. And I'm looking forward to that. So.
Well, Wallace, thank you for being a part of the family, my friend.
Wallace, these two state ladies stuck their tongue out.
That's
when
all right. That's
when
all
you
right.
mentioned Carolina.
That's all right. Now. So we ain't going to get in a fight this morning.
Okay.
Wallace, you take her easy. Give her our best to everybody in Benson.
I sure will.
Thank you. Okay, great bye-bye. Call. Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just tell Alexa. Let her do the work. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. Yeah, Rufus.
Alexa.
Get you an Alexa. We'll be back. I think Mr. Curtis will let us come back for one more hour.